Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This podcast will discuss a professional's concern for families who have been affected by a loved one's drinking. Alexa Smith is Chemical Dependency Counselor at Serenity Renewal for Families in Ottawa, Ontario. Her interview in Al-Anon Faces Alcoholism 2013 is entitled Dealing with the Elephant in the Living Room, Alcoholism. Alexa, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate the opportunity to share some of my experience working with families. I've certainly had a lot of experience with families affected by addiction. And as you refer there, the elephant in the living room, that's where we are.
Great. In your interview for Al-Anon Faces Alcoholism 2013, entitled Dealing with the Elephant in the Living Room, Alcoholism, it's easy to see how committed you are to helping the families of alcoholics.
My commitment began probably in a previous job when I found out I was working with families on social assistance, and when I realized how many people were affected by alcoholism, I took an interest in what I could do. And then I went to Hazelden Foundation for training in the field of addiction studies, and then I moved into working with children who were from the alcoholic family, and it just impacted me in such a way that I just felt we had to try to interest other people to do more and more to help the people in society that are suffering from this problem. Because one of the things that caught me was the silent living that was going on. People were just in silence with what was happening in their families. The children wouldn't talk about it. The spouses, the partners wouldn't talk about it. And so as a result of that, my commitment then moved here to Ottawa, where, along with another graduate of Hazelden, we set up a program called Serenity Renewal for Families, and we work with children ages 5 and up from the alcoholic family. And these are children who are, maybe it's mom or dad or the grandparents that would be addicted. But we recognize how these young children are affected and try to do something to help them in terms of their life skills, their communication, their feelings at this point. And we have seen that this has certainly helped in the area of prevention in terms of the addiction in the family. And so we just help them basically to change their patterns, whether it be the individuals or the family at large or the couples that come, and offering people hope that change is possible and we can move that elephant around, you know, open the door and let the elephant out. So it's a process. That's just the awareness of trying to educate people.
Well, thank you very much for your commitment to families, especially. Why do you recommend Al-Anon family groups to family members who have been affected by a loved one's drinking?
Well, I believe as a professional working in the field of addiction, we can only do so much, and I believe there's just tremendous support through the Al-Anon program, and it's always there. You know, people have to phone, make an appointment with a therapist, or they get into treatment programs, whatever it is. We can offer programs, but the Al-Anon program is 24/7 for so many people. And they offer the support that is needed, the compassion, the sense of belonging. And so many family members come to realize that they're not alone. The fact that there's someone there that they can identify with, that they're able to speak what's really in their heart at that point and not feel that they're talking about someone that they shouldn't be talking about or things like this. They really feel a sense of belonging and feel at home. And I just feel that there's a sense of trust that develops in Al-Anon that lasts day after day. And it's proven to work. And certainly with me, that's my particular reason for emphasizing it. I will always recommend to clients coming in, are you involved in Al-Anon, and try to encourage them to attend.
Well, do your clients benefit from attending Al-Anon at the same time they're receiving professional counseling?
I believe this is a very individual issue, and for many of them, I would definitely say yes. I often, you know, talk to the clients and say, look, don't use your sponsor, the sponsor that they may have an Al-Anon. Don't use your sponsor as a therapist or a counselor. And so I think it's important to help people just set some boundaries, that there are people, once they find someone or a place where they can open their heart and share, sometimes things may come out that they would rather not share in a large group or in a place like that. So to encourage them to say, look, you may want to look at a therapist, you may want to talk to a counselor, not necessarily ongoingly, but let's take a look at what your needs are. Some of these needs, I think, that are within a family system have been there for so long that so many people just think that's what's normal in life. And so I try to help people go back and sometimes to look at their values and beliefs as they themselves develop these values and beliefs in a very dysfunctional family environment. Maybe there could be parental alcoholism there. That as a person moves into recovery through Al-Anon, that they need to go back and revisit some of their beliefs because now their beliefs and values are changing. And so I find sometimes that's done easier with a therapist, maybe in a counselor, than in an Al-Anon group because everybody is obviously at a different stage of growth. And also, especially the wives, sometimes doctors have not been as open to looking at what the issues may be. And so sometimes we may find that a lot of the partners are on medication, that once they start looking at some of these issues at a deeper level, that they don't need maybe as much. They may need some ongoing, yes, I'm not going to deny that by any means. However, when people start looking at themselves, starting to accept themselves, see their own value, and that they're not to blame for the alcoholism, they're not to blame for what's happening, that we are talking about a disease, and that all family members are affected one way or another.
All right. Well, in your magazine interview, you said family members feel a deep sense of loss in their relationships with problem drinkers. Can you tell us a little bit more about the kind of loss that they feel?
I think what happens in the early stages with the loss people may be experiencing is a change of routine. They start acting as though the alcohol situation in that family is normal, or they start denying that it even be a problem. And very often the partners start to isolate from friends, isolate from family. And then we get into the children don't talk about what's happening. The loss they experience, the loss of mom or dad being present as a family unit. For the children, the loss of being able to do things as that their friends are doing as family. Sometimes the loss of a role model for a child because of the alcoholism in the family. The tension, the health-related issues. So often the non-addicted person has to deal with many, many health-related issues because of the stress that may be created in the effort to protect the children or take responsibility in the family, replacing the other parent. So the sense of the loss, the grief that is there, I think the children experience that very early in life, not necessarily calling it grief at that time. But the loss of friends, children afraid to bring friends home, for the parents, the loss of job, loss of health. There's so many losses that can be experienced in the alcoholic family that it's something that we have to identify and then accept so that we're able to help people do something about it.
So is there real hope for improvement in relationships with problem drinkers?
I would say yes, definitely. There's hope in any relationship. I believe we must never lose sight of hope in our lives, that what can happen is that a relationship may change, and they will as people change. And at some point, the spouse or the partner of the alcoholic may have to choose as to whether they're going to stay in that relationship. However, there are many happy families in recovery. It's a matter of people working together. If people work together, obviously we see more positive results. But certainly we recognize that there is hope in the relationships because of the fact we see so many people in recovery. And again, if a person chooses to stay in a relationship where there is active addiction, certainly I emphasize the importance of making sure they are safe, physically, emotionally. Whenever we make a choice, it's a matter of to what degree are we going to stay and accept certain consequences. But the hope is that families will be united or reunited and that they will develop a sense of quality of life that is life-giving. It gives them purpose and meaning and will be able to live as a contented family.
Well, thanks, Alexa, for talking with us about dealing with the elephant in the living room, alcoholism. And thank you, everyone, for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery. You can read a copy of the entire interview with Alexa Smith by going to alanonfamilygroups.org. Just click on Al-Anon Faces Alcoholism 2013. You can participate in this discussion by clicking on comment. You're welcome to listen to any of the Al-Anon Family Group podcasts at alanonfamilygroups.org. You're also welcome to attend a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on how to find a meeting or call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time 1-888-4-Al-Anon. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.